Good morning. My name is John Nichols, for those who might not know me. This morning you're going to have three micro sermons. We were told we have this long, each of us, so that's kind of the way I prepared everything. It's good to see every one of you here. I just want to give a testimony to the Lord, because in the past week I've seen some amazing things happening. When God's people get together and pray, miracles really do happen. We're talking about people in dire circumstances being delivered and God moving in just miraculous ways. And we give all glory to God for that, I can tell you. If you have your Bibles, I would ask you to open to the fourth chapter of John. Let's go to the 21st verse. 21st verse. And Jesus said, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Let us pray. Lord, I bless this household of faith this morning. I thank you for the power to bless. We choose to be on the mountain of blessing and declare the blessing of the Lord over this, your church. We thank you for this church, Lord, and I thank you for its place in the community. We bless this city, and may we be a light here. And whatever we do, let us express the love of Christ. Let the power of blessing come through our mouths this week, on the job, in our families, and with our friends. Let our hands be instruments of blessing, and our mouth speak words of life. And we thank you for the gift of God you have given us through Jesus Christ. In your name, Lord, amen. I'm going to be speaking on worship this morning. Gary and Jeff will be doing discipleship and evangelism. In this particular passage this morning, we noticed that Jesus says something which really kind of doesn't fit back with the Old Testament. If you go back in the Old Testament, they talk about worship. It's always defined in this manner. In the Hebrew, it's to prostrate yourself in homage or royalty to God, to bow down, to fall flat on your face, to beseech yourself, to do reverence and to adore. So whenever you come across the word worship in the Old Testament, more than likely that's what it means. It's going to mean some sort of a physical act in some way. You can turn on your TV set, and there are other religions which practice this quite a bit. Even in the book of Psalms, in the fifth chapter, the seventh verse, it talks about praying in a certain direction. It says, "I will turn towards." That's where that originated from. Actually, that originated from David in the Psalms, not from somewhere else. So the practice of being physically doing something, falling on your face, laying flat on the floor, that's Old Testament. And that's not bad, because that's what they knew. However, when we get to the New Testament, we find that Jesus has switched things around a little bit. And it doesn't really fit with that. Because he says here, "You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship," he says, "for salvation of the Jews, but the hour is coming, and now is, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him." Sometimes I find that we can get hung up on that a little bit, and you get a little bit confused, because you say to yourself, okay, well, what's it mean to worship God in spirit and in truth? Sometimes we think, maybe if I demonstrate myself in some way. That's really what it is. It's an expression of what's in my spirit. Therefore, I raise my hands, I do something. That's an expression of worship. True, it is, because worship is all-encompassing quite a bit of things. And I'll tie it in here in a minute. But what I found in my life is there was a point where I really did struggle with this, because I really couldn't understand it. What's it mean to worship God in spirit and in truth? And I thought if I sang enough, I thought if I prayed enough, if I did something that would say to God that I'm really worshiping you because I'm really doing all this, you know. However, in my seeking God out for this, I found one day where we spoke, and he said this to me. He says, you know, the highest form of worship that we can give God is to honor him among men. Honoring God among men can encompass a lot of different things, because it now involves our spirit inside of us, and it involves our lifestyle. And even to take that one step further, if you say, well, how can I really honor God? If I'm out all day long doing all these different things, you know, and if honoring God is the highest form of worship I can give him, how can I do that? And the key to that's very simple. It's to fall in love with God. That's it. To fall in love with him, spend time with him, get to know who he is. Because every one of you, well, not everyone, if you're about that tall, you probably don't count yet. But as you get older, you will find that there's going to be certain things that you just happen to love a lot. You know, if you're married, you love your spouse, you'll fall in love with somebody. And when you do that, you know, you find that you want to do things for that person that you might not do otherwise. You act in different ways. You behave in different ways, because your life becomes an expression of that. And that's what Jesus is asking us here to do. To worship God in spirit and in truth is to honor him. And we can honor him best by being in love with him. When you're out the store at the Wawa, you know, you can honor God by opening the door for somebody, as you do, and, you know, God bless you, you know. If you're at the counter, pay it forward. Pay it behind you. When you're at work, you know, we can express it by honoring God. You know, we could run into people who might speak badly of God. We can honor God by saying, hey, wait a minute, hold the phone. Wait a minute. That's somebody I know. That's a friend of mine. You just can't do that to my friends. So how do we worship God? That's how we worship in spirit and in truth. And it encompasses many things. It encompasses when we sing. If we sing before other men, and men I don't mean in a gender sense. I mean, as God says, he called all human beings men and mankind. But when we sing here in church, when we pray in public, and if we're sitting at a restaurant and we pray over our food, you know, and we see somebody that's hurting, distressed, you know, we honor God by the way we minister to those people. And then we express that love out of our heart, from God's heart, to others, to bring God true worship in spirit and truth. Amen.